Jack and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Jack Jill Show, entertaining real estate investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about best land sales practices. And I understand from right before the show, you've got some good stories about
stories. I do. We had a just a classic, funny caller yesterday that I can't wait to share.
Awesome. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Brian asks, in matters where there's some question or dispute about legal egress or ingress, I always hear, you'll need a real estate attorney, quote, but who renders final opinion? A judge, or is it the county surveyor authority? Anyone know for California?
This is an outstanding question, and easements for rural vacant land, this property type that we all are involved in here on the show, are recorded with the county. And they could be recorded over and above someone else's property that's next to yours from a county-maintained road. So you have a piece of property, and there's a road, whether it's a private road or a county-maintained road. So it all starts with a county road. And how do you get to your property from there? Usually private roads that are recorded easements. Like, have you ever stopped at a road and looked right or left when you're in your car, and you've seen the real estate that's under like large power lines? That's a huge utility easement. So picture that. Some version of that type of throughway needs to get to the property. But I will tell you, for our purposes, for what we do, what Jill and I do, and what we all do here, everybody who invests in property, don't go through it. It's a huge, big deal. And whoever said you need an attorney is probably correct, which is personally, which is a reason why I would avoid doing the deal entirely.
And that's what I think.
Confident Jill agrees.
Well, yeah, it's a tough one. That's one of the things I just explained to somebody the other day. That's part of the reason why it's priced this way. Because you're getting a rocking deal. Now, if you want me to go through the motions to have it staked or, you know, put in an extra stuff and things like that, it's going to cost more, and it's not something I want to do, so I'm going to mark it up.
Exactly.
Or you could do it and save some money. And I had a great conversation with a guy yesterday, and he's like, oh, I get it. I said, yep. So he's like, yeah, I'd rather get a good deal. I said, thank you. That's usually how most people think. So
the point here is to buy a piece of property. I'm sorry, were you finished?
Well, I was going to talk about the ingress-egress thing.
Oh, go ahead.
So interesting, because there's so many different scenarios depending on the state, you know, like in Arizona. Like, there's things that are written in law, basically, or the, I don't know what you call it.
Statutes
for the county that say, okay, there's stuff like, don't pull me on the years here, but if you've been using a corner of this person's property or whatever it is, you've been using a path or a driveway for X amount of years, and that person has never said anything otherwise that owns a property, you can formally go and file to have that as a legal access. You probably would need an attorney involved. That's the whole thing here, too. And I think it's, I don't know, do you know, Jack? Is it? I would think a judge decides, but do you know?
There's a lot of court filings, and it has to do with notice in the paper. There's a statutory, the very meaning of, well, I don't want to get too legal here, but there's a process that's outlined to get it ingress and egress to your property, if it's that important to you. But here's my big picture point.
That's the key right there. Is it, if it's that important to you, yeah.
We're here in the business of doing this, buying a piece of property for 10 grand and selling it for 20.
Right.
Or buying a house, this is a topic for a different show, but Jill and I have been doing a lot of this lately, buying a house for $310,000 and selling it for $330,000. We don't even take pictures of it sometimes, let alone talk about ingress, egress. Oh, for the record, Jill and I never buy, almost without exception, not never, buy property without access, physical access at least.
Right.
You're barking up a tree that's difficult, and it's tempting.
Right.
Here's the deal. If you're new at this, you're going to send a bunch of mailers out, and some people are going to sign them, a lot of people, more than you think. And you're going to take a look at the property, and you're going to say, oh,
I don't know how to get there.
I don't think there's any access here. Or, you know, if you're really doing a really rural mailer, the only place to get to it is a helicopter. I love that. Everybody says that when they're new.
I know. It's hilarious.
It's hard not to buy 40 acres for $1,000, regardless of the condition. I had a real tough time with that in the beginning. Now we kind of run away from it.
Right. Oh, totally. That's so good.
Today's topic, best land sales practices. This is the meat of the show. And it sounds like Jill has a bunch of stuff to say. Go ahead, Jill.
Well, first let me tell you the story of what happened yesterday. Then I'll tell you my best practices and why this would have saved us. So, we have a person in our office who's not normally taking land calls, and she was helping out or kind of busy, so she started taking some land calls. So this woman calls in, and I'm in my office, you know, two rooms away hearing this, and it's just comical because first of all, she's having to speak very loudly, so there's one little red flag right there because the person can't hear, and she's repeating herself over and over again, and the woman is calling in, found a property on Landpin, wanting to buy this property, can't remember which one it is. I'm like, what? Okay, number one, why are we wasting her time? She doesn't even know what it is. So my team is trying to pull from her, extract from her information about what it is. Where, do you remember where it is? How big is it? And the woman was going on and on and on. And finally, the woman wasn't even concerned about the property at this point. All she's asking is about the whole process too. She's like, I really want to buy this property, but I'm not comfortable buying online. And I'm like, okay, why are you even calling us anyway? So after, I don't know, 20 minutes or so, they're going back and forth. I walk up, but she puts her on hold, and I say, get rid of this call. This is not the right person. This is not a legit buyer. She doesn't even know what she wants to buy. I said, I think she's got too much time on her hands or something. And that happens. Get rid of the call. Well, the woman kept calling back and calling back and calling back. This is throughout the whole day. I don't know how much time was wasted. Finally, at the whole end of the thing, we found out that she was calling on one of our members' properties. It wasn't even one of ours. And the reason she was calling us is because that guy wasn't going to call her back. Well, no kidding. He already weeded her out. I'm like, this is hilarious. So, there's some things that you can do to save yourself.
This begs a point. How do you make a decision?
Okay, I'll tell you. So number one, here's my best land sales practices, these are covered. This is covered.
Okay,
and
good.
I wrote these down too before this call yesterday. I'm like, oh, this totally applies. So one of the best things about what we do is you answer the phone. That's huge. All right, that's number one. That's a no-brainer. I know a lot of people have services, and a lot of people use Google Voice, and a lot of people think they have really strategic voicemails. And I got to tell you, I've called some of our members and got their land voicemails. And as good as they are, and tell them to go to their website and fill out the contact form if you want to sell me your property, blah, 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 it doesn't lend to them to leave a message. I've called our members and not left messages because I'm like, this took me too long to get here. I don't want to do that.
Uh-huh.
So if it turns me off, I'm sure it turns them off. So gosh, if you could afford it or you have the time, man, if you could answer your phone, that's the best. So number one. Number two, quickly decide if they're a qualified buyer. Here's a hint. If they don't know what property they're calling on, they're not a qualified
buyer.
Absolutely. Get them off the phone. It's because they're just wasting your time. The right buyer, really, and this leads into number three, the right buyer has brief questions. They know what they want. So the right buyer is going to call in, and they're really, and this is the chat that I had with the team. I said, the right buyer is going to call in, and the only reason they're calling is they're going, hey, I instead of doing this payment, I was just going to wire you the funds. Can I have your wire information? That's the right buyer. You know, that's who you're going to talk to, and they know what they're doing. They've done their homework. They know the property. They've done it all right there. They're staring at it, and they're making sure maybe it's still available. Maybe that's why they're calling. Hi, I'm calling to buy this 40 acres that I saw in Coconino County or whatever it is for, you know, $9,000. I'm going to wire the money in an hour. I just want to confirm A, B, and C and give you my deed information. Done.
You know, every time I try to buy something on the internet that requires a conversation, like a piece of land or even call the county.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing I say is this: I've done a ton of research. I have a couple hours into this, and I'm ready to purchase. I just have a couple more questions about the process and X, Y, and Z. Is now a good time?
Mm-hmm.
So that just seems to separate.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody's listening. Like, it's not when I pick up the phone and I know there's a customer on the other end. I'm waiting for this to turn out like the situation that you're describing, not the other way around.
Exactly. Exactly.
So it's hard.
And one of the things that I would recommend too, which is good about this, if you as you're calling, as people call you and answer the phone, if everybody's asking the same question over and over and over again, that would be an indication that you need to add it on your posting. For example, what if you forgot to put on there what the taxes are each year, kind of thing? And so that's a common question that people would, good buyers would want to know. Hey, what are the taxes every year and are they current? Well, how about after three phone calls of that, that would be an indication to go update your posting and have it on there, because it's going to save you time, save you money, save you energy. So that's the stuff you should be looking for too on these. And then the final thing that I have about the best land sale practices, gosh, make that payment and the deed process easy.
Yeah. There's one thing that you take away from this as a listener. Jill's just nailed it. Make it easy to check out with a credit card online for rural vacant land. Or make it easy. All I see everywhere, specifically on LandWatch and Land and Farm, are, hey, are you interested in this property? Do you need more information? Click here. And then fill out a form. And I bet you lose 90% of the people.
Exactly. Exactly.
Our approach is, and we've been saying this, I've been saying this for years and years, is to put a sentence at the bottom of the posting, no matter where you post it, that says, this is every what's in this posting is everything we know. So if you're interested in purchasing it, go ahead and click on the button there.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. But I mean, if we can talk, you can call and we can talk about it. But our primary business is to buy and sell real estate. And we make it a business practice not to learn too much about our property, which, by the way, is why it's so cheap.
Mm-hmm.
We believe that the price makes up for customer service.
Right.
And Jill's probably going to kick me under the studio table for that. But that's truly the philosophy that we operate on for rural vacant land. Houses are a little bit different.
Well, you know, a lot of people win. You know, like Jack, you said something about there are definitely things that we did not find out about our property until much, much later when we see somebody else resell it for four times what we sold it to them for, or something crazy.
Or 20 times,
right,
in some cases.
And you know what? And I don't care, because maybe, like Jack says, maybe we bought a piece of property super, super cheap. We had no idea that they were going to build a mall right there or something.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy who bought it from us was like, score, because he sold it to Westfield or whoever it is.
Westcor.
Thank you. And they're putting in a mall there. So that's good for him. I don't really care. Do I kick myself later? Uh-uh.
I've never kicked myself.
Doesn't matter. I'm like, hey,
I'm happy.
Hey, good for them. You know, I love it.
I get those calls once or twice a year from people, somebody calling me. They skip trace me down and find my stuff. And they call me, and it's always like at a strange time.
Right.
The last time is you and I were at an art show. And they said, man, I just got to thank you. I made, you know, $800,000 on this last land deal I did with you. And I think I made like 40 grand on it.
Like, good for them.
And I said, that's great.
Yeah,
that's great,
I don't care.
Because the time that it took you to make 800 grand on that one deal, I think I made more.
Right.
Just doing it my way.
Exactly.
And flipping tons and tons and tons of property.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, best land sale practices, everything Jill said, plus you really have to decide the type of land seller that you want to be. Do you want to be the person that, and we have a lot of like ranch type people in our group who do one, two, or five deals a year, and they do really well on them. They know everything about the property and they really get into it. They take drone shots and the whole, and so that's not the kind of seller we are. We're a volume seller.
Mm-hmm.
Mark it up and just move it.
Can I tell you something funny when you have
when I have a second.
Yeah, when you're done.
When you're done talking, Jack.
No, I'm trying to be, all right, tell me when you're ready because I have something funny. All right, so I'm reading our online community last night. I got to tell you, I was looking through and kind of weighing in and saying hi to some people and stuff. And I'm reading this funny chain. There's a whole thread in there from Luke about this drunk
investors
guy. Yeah, you got to go see this stuff.
Okay.
It is hilarious. So I don't know if it's there's a free version and there's a pro version. So I don't know if everyone listening can see this one, but if you can, go look for Luke Smith stuff about the drunk guy. And this drunk guy keeps, because Luke has it all easy that you could just check out. So this guy checks out and buys the property when he's drunk from his car. Like he's in the, like, he'll, okay, so he buys it when he's drunk online, is my understanding. He sobers up later, and then he has to, so his mom doesn't hear him. He's in the driveway in the car calling Luke to undo what he's done. And it's just like hilarious. There's just like this long, and Luke's like, I don't know what to do about this guy. And everybody's weighing in, like, maybe there's a way you can block his credit card so it doesn't process or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because it keeps happening.
Oh, he keeps doing it.
He keeps doing it. So he buys his property, I think different properties too. He'll buy it, check out online with his credit card while he's drunk, call Luke up the day or two later and say, that was a mistake, and undo it all. And Luke's like, great, thanks.
It's like Groundhog Day.
Right? And then it keeps happening. He's like, I don't know how to get this guy out of my life. So it's just so funny. So sorry, Luke. I feel really bad, but I'm sorry. I was just laughing last night about this. I'm like, that's good stuff. But you know,
for every one of these stories, like we just told two relatively funny, so somewhat negative stories. For every one of those, we processed probably 20. Just process 20 payments, send them Indeed.
Right.
With no talking at all.
Right.
And a little sticky note that says, thank you so much. Please check back.
That was Luke's comment too. I guess hey, come on. I have how many that go through perfectly? All right. I can hang with this weirdo.
Exactly.
Love it.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 15 minutes with us here on the Land Investors Show. Join us tomorrow where we discuss how Jack and Jill conquer acquisitions and sales.
Cool. And we answer your question should you have one posted on our online community, found either at jackjill.com or go straight to landinvestors.com. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
Yeah, so last night I was reading there and putting some notes and answering some questions in Land Investors, and I was like cracking up over this whole thing.
It's funny you're doing that, because I was just doing that on YouTube, because Luke Smith's got a YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. And a lot of our members, he does almost a daily show. Mm-hmm. And he does a great job, actually, like a good real job. The one from yesterday was pretty funny, because his wife made him get off the thing.
Oh, really?
Right at the end, she said, look, this is it.
Dinner's ready.
You've been telling. She didn't say dinner's ready, but it was something like that. Like, that's, you got to take the kids to school or something.
That's awesome.
Or pick the kids up.
That's awesome. I love it.
Who's trying to give a piece of property away?
That's awesome. Cool. Hey, share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you're listening. And while you're at it, rate us there. We are Jack
Steve and
Jill.
Jill.
Information.
An inspiration
to buy undervalued property.